Good evening. I would like to welcome the new subscribers to the PAC, SALT program and Mega Plumber. Kosti and Barella JL. I wanted to start recognizing those that support the channel. This channel would mostly be me talking to myself without the discussions. If you have already been a subscriber and want to be mentioned, you may email me and I will mention you. Tonight's topic is single mothers. Long ago, in decades past, single mothers were rarer than hen's teeth. A woman usually did not have children outside of wedlock. The woman stayed with the father. Divorce rates were only 5%. If a woman had children and divorced the father, or had children out of wedlock, she was an outcast from society. Now in 2022, single mothers are everywhere, and it is celebrated. There are several reasons that led to this point, but the biggest reason is the womanist movement. 52% of child births today are to single mothers. There are also women who divorced their husbands and become single mothers. I do not know how many single mothers combined there is. It could easily be 75% or higher. All I will say is, it is one to many. 75% to 80% of the women on dating applications are single mothers. Being a single mother has not only become normalized, it has become celebrated. Some of you may be wondering, what is the problem with so many single mothers? 52% of boys are raised by single mothers. 78% of teachers are female. So 50% of boys have 100% feminine influence while at home, and an 8/10 chance of 100% influence at school. This means there is no masculinity in most houses. All of these boys are being raised with no men around. 70% of teen pregnancies happen in single mother households. Also, 70% of runaways, dropouts, and self-deletion occurs in single mother households. 70% of inmates serving long-term sentences were raised in single mother households. You are 4 times more likely to end up living in poverty if you were raised by a single mother. Predators and pedos often target single mothers, where they are able to commit evil acts. There is no father around to prevent it. Fathers bring another dynamic to the household, but when children are raised by single mothers, they only get to experience the feminine side. Most women are not logical, they are emotional. Most women cannot control their emotions, especially when it's time for the monthly bleeding. Let's look at another angle. Most older men have checked out of dating, even the younger crowd is checking out. But younger men have raging hormones that often get them in trouble. Older men are also not immune to this. I will tell you a personal story. I have dated single mothers in my blue capsule days. One of those mothers misled me. I had gone out with her a few times, only after meeting several times did she reveal that she had 2 children from 2 different fathers. That information was not on her profile. I never asked. At this point, I was thinking with my little head. Several months went by. We were on a vacation in Tennessee. We had taken her car as it was more suited for children. We were driving down a windy canyon. She was driving at the time. Her son started to hit his mother from behind. I swatted at him. I did not want to crash in a winding canyon. Her son could have easily sent us off the road. Like many of you, I look back to some of my past experiences with women and cringe. I could have been in serious legal trouble for swatting at her son. But I also could have been killed in a car accident. If the child is biologically yours, you have the right to discipline the children. When you are with a single mother, you have 0 rights or authority. When I was growing up, my parents would hit me with coat hangers, wooden spoons, and open hand. Nowadays, that is probably considered child abuse. When my parents were growing up, the teachers at school could beat them with a yardstick. My, how times have changed. The children being raised by women are hardly ever being disciplined. Just look around and you will see how the younger generation is compared to the older generations. Single mothers are very dangerous. It is not uncommon for women to have 3 to 4 children while still in their 20s. The thirst is real. Many men see a single mother on dating apps, and she is still in her 20s, she has not yet smashed into the wall. Usually, you cannot tell a single mother from a non-single mother on a dating app. It takes years of stress with the children to develop physical signs. The stretch marks and sagging melons are hidden. They are able to use push-up bras, so you are unable to tell. Many men see an attractive single mother. If they think with their little head, they are easily caught in her web. Single mothers are easy targets, because they are desperate to find a stepdaddy for the children. When you absorb the red capsule, you will dodge this web ensnarement without trouble. The blue-capsuled men that are caught in the single mother's web feel very happy initially. They cannot believe how lucky they are to have such an attractive woman. What they do not realize is, this woman has lowered value that will keep dropping. The single mothers will often love bomb the new man and go out on many dates while the children are with a babysitter. The man isn't really paying attention to the kids, he is just looking at that mama and thinking when he will be able to have bedroom fun with her. This is why you often hear of five babies from five baby daddies. They lose logical thought, their hormones control them, it is only much later when they realize that they screwed up by thinking with their little head. Single mothers are often freaks in the bedroom. I know, I dated some. That is another reason why they have so many children, they like the bedroom fun. Though in time, that dies off. Like I mentioned, many men can't believe how lucky they are, being with an attractive woman. What they do not understand is, if the woman was an 8, each child drops her sexual market value. If she had 4 children, her market value could drop to a 4 or 5. But men that are not thinking with their big head do not think about this. If 2 women were in their 20s, the face of a woman has no children is often the same as a single mother. They have not hit the wall yet, and they do have makeup to hide anything. Now you can see how easily it is for men to fall for them. Yes, the mothers do have stretch marks and sagging melons from childbirth, but many men do not care. They just want to smash. After busting, they may have some clarity and notice the stretch marks, but they will likely shrug it off. If you were foolish enough to marry a single mother, you could end up paying child support for her children. The children she had with other men, you could be liable to pay child support for. Single mothers are leftovers. Other men busted inside her and knocked her up. Their DNA was carried on. When you date or get married to a single mother, you are the cleanup man. You are a cuck. You are raising another man's child. That is not very appealing to men at all. But like I said, most men cannot think rationally when the single mother is sending nudes. Most men want to carry on their legacy, they do not want to be a cuck. Also, men know nowadays, the woman will likely divorce him, and his children will be taken away. He will never get to see his legacy carried on, and the legacy will be destroyed by the single mother. Having children is not cheap. It costs on average $284,000 to raise a child from 1 to 18. I do not know about you, but if I had to spend that amount of money, I would rather it be on my own biological child. Do you think I want to spend that kind of money on another man's children? Hell no. My mother was born on a farm in Canada. She is still married to my father to this day. They have been married almost 45 years. She once told me, women will get pregnant in an attempt to trap the man. Basically, what my mother was saying is, it is just another tool women have against men. Oftentimes, the father that knocks her up ends up splitting from her down the road. The end result is another single mother. These mothers will often lie and tell you that they are on birth control. They convince you that it's okay to raw dog and bust inside her without worrying about getting her pregnant. They are very good at lying. When you are with a single mother, you are at the bottom of the totem pole. The children and pets come before you. You are 7th or 8th place. You have to attend all the children's activities, and you guess it, you are the one paying for everything. You also have no say in the house, because you are not the real dad. You are the stepdad cuck. The kids and wife can treat you like crap, mouth off to you, break your stuff, do anything they want, and you are powerless, you can't discipline her children. Also, when you are with a single mother, she has little to no time for you. She is always busy with other activities. You are the lowest priority, you are last place. Oftentimes men get attached to the mother, but he can't stand the bratty little children. I am so thankful that I escaped the traps of the single mothers. Now, I simply watch them multiply on dating apps. It is a plague that is spreading. You now have the tools to avoid their traps. Like I have said before, we are going to keep seeing a decline, and if you are a single man, watch out. All women, including single moms, are going to be going after you and your seed. If I have been out for a few days, I think I caught the bug a while ago. I have effects that are still with me. The ones that affect me most are chronic fatigue and my whole body aches at times. I am often so fatigued that I sleep 18 out of 24 hours. I have always enjoyed sleeping, but this is pretty insane. Anyways, I am alive and kicking, I am not going anywhere. I am about 2 weeks from retirement. I cannot wait to be free. Lastly, we often talk about going our own direction. When you are busy with life, you will not think about women. I highly encourage you to get Disney Plus. They have tons of Disney shows and movies. They have the classics, before the woke Disney. If you are a Star Wars fan, watch The Mandalorian and the new show Boba Fett. You can thank me later. There is no woke agenda. It is pure like the old school Star Wars from the 70s and 80s. I have watched the first 5 episodes of Boba Fett about 4 times. I have heard nothing negative about these shows. Thank you for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
We're better off as strangers. Believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger. Your heart is bound to break. I walk alone in the night. Beneath the pale moon, loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my bite. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. 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 I'm a